next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's P.J. Fleck. Minnesota hosts Iowa on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
We'll go straight to questions. Thank you.
We'll open it up now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following 2 prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. And your first question is from Chad Listicat, Des Moines Register.
Hey, good morning, Coach.
Hey, good morning.
As you look at Iowa, particularly the offensive side of the ball, what do you see differently from the team you prepared against last year versus this year? I know the quarterback's the same, but it seems like numbers are a little different.
I think Nate's a lot better. You know, I think he's more experienced. Anytime a quarterback gets a year under his belt, multiple years under their belt, they're a lot better. I think their tight ends are very, very active in everything that they do, both of them. They're very talented, probably the best two tight ends we'll face all year. You know, they play a lot more 12 personnel with those guys on the field than possibly in the past, just with being a 21 personnel team as well. They're very sound. You know, they're going to make sure that you are 100% honest in what you do. The minute you think you got the run stopped and they play action naked you, next thing you know, they hurt you for a big play or a play-action pass. So they're very good, very well coached, very fundamentally sound, tough football team, and that's been their MO for a long, well, half a century. I mean, that's who they are, and they've done a great job with that brand. They've done a great job developing exactly who they want to be, and, you know, I think they do a great job on offense.
And then on the other side of the ball, how much are you aware of A.J. Epenesa? The guy doesn't start, but he leads the team in sacks. Is there preparation there for him?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we know him through recruiting, and a lot of our people, our coaches know who he is. He's a very, very talented prospect, very talented young person who can really play. And, you know, they rush the passer really well. Their D-line is probably the longest D-line we'll play. They're tough. They're strong. They're very active. They play hard, but they're really long. They play down the middle of you, and then they can two-gap you at any time, and they shed the blockers and make plays on the quarterback, create penetration, create quarterback hurries, and make a lot of plays in the backfield. They're very talented. You know, again, they've played a very similar defense for a very long time, very good at it, have a ton of cultural sustainability over a long period of time, and they're incredibly successful. So you got to give them a lot of credit. They're a very good defense.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Andy Greeter, St. Paul Pioneer Press.
Morning, Coach. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Doing elite, man. Thank you.
Good. Just wanted to ask you kind of about your strength program, kind of where it was when you first got in, what you've been able to build it up to today, and what do you see as that end goal to get to the final product that you want to see?
Well, we're on the right track. We're not even close to where we need to be, but we are continually making improvements. You know, we show our players twice a year exactly where they were to where they are now, but we always go back to the starting spot. We're a much stronger football team. We're a much faster football team, more disciplined football team, and that stems from the weight room. You know, I think when our guys, we talked about the race to maturity, of doing what you have to do becomes doing what you want to do. Most of that was down in the weight room, the strength staff. And especially when you have over close to 60% of your team are freshmen, you've got to get strong. You got to get strong really quickly. But what I saw down there was that they had to lift. They had to get better. We had to get stronger. We had to get faster. We had to get more conditioned. But they wanted to be down there. It was hard to get our players out of the weight room. And I think that's a great sign in terms of where we're headed. Are we where we need to be? No. You know, a lot of our players who are playing are freshmen or young kids that need to get bigger, need to get stronger. And that will happen over time naturally. But I'm really proud of our strength staff, Dan Nickel, his entire staff. They do an outstanding job of getting the most out of our players in a very positive way. And I think one thing we've improved just as a coaching staff from year 1 to 2 is you want your players always do it for you. You know, and I think they want to go down there and do it for our strength staff, for each other. And that's how we become a group to a team. And I think we're starting to do that. Are we there yet? No, we're not. We're not there yet. But we're becoming that each and every day.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Andy.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. You have a question from Chad Listicat, Des Moines Register.
Hey, thanks for taking one more for me. Amir Smith-Marset, Amir Smith-Marset's a guy that I think was committed to you at one point, and now you're playing against him. Maybe just tell me what you saw from him in the recruiting process and what you liked about him.
Well, he's an incredibly dynamic player. He's got a ton of speed. They use him down the field. They use him exactly what his strength is. He can run. He can hurt you in the special teams area. He can hurt you down the field. Very talented player, really fast, really explosive.
And again, if you have questions, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Well, I appreciate it very much. Thank you, guys.